I'm very happy to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Robert Eisenstein. He's a particle physicist. He's director of the Santa Fe Alliance for Science. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Mary Charlotte, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Great to have you on the air. And I have to say, we've missed, over the many years that your speakers have been on the air, we've missed only a very small number. You have speakers that do a series of events called the Science Cafe for Young Thinkers.
Right, the Santa Fe Science Cafe for Young Thinkers. And you're absolutely right, we're in our eighth year. We just had our 47th cafe last Wednesday night. And you've had, I think, everyone on the show except maybe three or four. And
yeah.
There's always been a good reason why. But, that's been a remarkable show of support for them and getting their message out to the greater Santa Fe audience. And we're very grateful to you for that.
Well, it's amazing because it's such a varied bunch of people that you have talking about such different things, from the molecular structure of the world around us to fractals to Charles Darwin. I mean, it's really an incredible program.
Yeah, well, we try to make it as broad as we can because we're appealing to a wide range of interests, and we're trying to be attractive to mostly to students, to high school and middle school kids. And so we try to have a program that's very attentive to that audience. And in recent years, we've been attracting more adults. And at first, I was a little worried about that because I didn't want to exclude kids. But I've come to realize that it's actually a very wonderful thing when kids and adults get together to share an event. It really works out quite well.
Yeah, we have a bit of a non-intergenerational culture. We segment ourselves mm-hmm. by age groups mm-hmm. to a point where we don't get to know each other as well as we could.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And another more practical way of looking at it is if you speak to the average adult who's likely to come to one of these events and not a specialist, those individuals, the last time they saw science for the most part was in high school. So their science level is about the same as that of the kids who come. So it makes
right.
a very natural pairing, I think.
Right,
works,
right.
Works quite well.
Now, tell us more about the Santa Fe Alliance for Science. How did it start?
So it started in May of 2005, so we're in almost 9 years now. And it came out of a realization that I and a colleague of mine here in town, Susan McIntosh, had that there's an enormous wealth of scientific and mathematical talent here in town because of the lab and because people retire here. And yet there's a very serious issue with math and science education in our public schools and in the schools generally. And so wouldn't it be a good idea to try to find a way to make the first group in service to the second group? And that's how it started. We started off very modestly with mentoring and some teaching at Monte del Sol Charter School, and then we gravitated into the science fair program, which started in 2008. And I guess before that even, the Science Cafe series started in 2006. So we've sort of nucleated and grown from one thing to another as time's gone on. Now we have...
Nucleated?
Yeah. Well, combined, grown together. We now have well over 100 volunteers, and we're active in all of the Santa Fe high schools, public high schools anyway, and some of the non-public ones. And so we're feeling happy about the way it's turned out. I like to think we're of service. I hope so. Our participation rates are quite high now, so it's been good.
Well, I was going to say, you would like to think, being scientists, you do have measures for these things.
Yeah, we have measures, although we don't have the sort of conventional measures that educational folks like to use, because we don't see any one student for long periods of time. We see them in a tutoring situation or a science fair situation, so we can't look at their performance records. We're not allowed to by law. So we tend to measure our progress by things like attendance figures, enthusiasm, growth of the program, how attractive we are to students, to parents, to volunteers, all those things. And so that's done well.
Now, one thing that's happened is science fair participation has gone up.
Yeah, that's skyrocketed. 5 or 6 years ago when we started being involved with both the public schools and science fairs, there were, I think, 8 schools in Santa Fe in the public schools who had science fairs, and there were about 600 projects. Last year, there were 19 participating schools and 3,300 projects. So it's been a growth of about a factor of five over that time.
And that is, at least to some extent, attributable to what you guys are doing in the schools.
Well, I hope so. And also, I think a big factor is that we can supply lots of judges, and that's something that's difficult sometimes for schools to find qualified judges. And so having that resource available makes it possible for the school system to do this. And, we're in full partnership with them. We participate on equal footing in the way that all this runs. So, but, you know, they're in the driver's seat. It's their program, and we service it. That's the way it works.
Now, this coming Thursday, there's a big, what is it, a science fair expo?
Yeah, it's called the Science Expo. I think this is its fifth or sixth year. And what happens is that the best projects at each of the grade levels in the individual schools are selected to come to the expo.
Now, what grade level do they start at?
Well, last year we had kids in kindergarten.
Really?
Kindergarten first and second. Now, they do a different kind of project than older kids do. They tend to be very observational rather than doing an experiment, for example.
Dirtworms.
Earthworms, leaves, observations about birds, things of that kind.
Yeah.
And then the older kids, though, they're actually supposed to do an experiment where they make a hypothesis and test it using the scientific method. They collect data. They're supposed to interpret the data and prove or disprove their hypothesis. And they do that with varying levels of success, as you might imagine. Some kids are very very good at observing things and making things that you would call a demonstration, but they're very sophisticated demonstrations. So, for example, last week I saw one. I didn't judge it. I happened to walk by it when other judges were working with the student. But this was at Chaparral, and the young man had made a very accurate model of a tsunami and had done some studying of how tsunamis work just using a cookie pan, and he had a piece of wood that he could make a wave in it, and he watched the propagation of the wave, and he studied what made the waves go faster, what made them go slower, things of that kind. And it was a very dramatic, very powerful demonstration, but it was no nonsense. So we have a wide variety of things that go on.
It is very interesting to see, and it must be really rewarding for you to see kids get that enthusiasm, to get that spark.
Right. And one thing I want to say is that when we interact with kids, and we do that, and as you just have heard, we interact with lots of students, one of the things we're intent on doing is making this a rewarding and happy experience for kids. We're not there to browbeat anybody or to beat them up about their project. We want them to think positively about their experience, and if they haven't done it as well as they might, to think about how they can do it better next time, but always from a positive point of view.
Now, what kind of participation from girls do you see?
Oh, it's 50. It's whatever
it's
the 50, school.
50?
Yeah, it's not at all a male-dominated thing. In fact,
even through the high school.
We don't do the high schools. The high schools here don't have science fairs. The only one that does is Monte del Sol Charter School. They have a high school component, and they have had a high school fair this year. But Capital doesn't have a science fair. Santa Fe High doesn't. As far as I know, St. Michael's does not.
Oh, my goodness.
So I don't exactly know the reasons why, but they don't. That's Pewaukee Valley, we've officiated up there. They've had science fairs, but they haven't happened in Santa Fe yet.
Okay. Yeah. We're talking to Robert Eisenstein about the Santa Fe Alliance for Science, and not only do you work with students, but you also work with teachers.
Right. Yeah, so the way that works is we go to the school ahead of time when we're invited, and we'll have a discussion with teachers, and sometimes with students too, about what a science project is all about, what it means to use the scientific method, how you ask a question that science can answer as opposed to a question science cannot answer.
What are examples of both of those things?
Okay, so you might ask a question of what is the origin of life? And you can make great inroads into understanding that, although we don't understand it fully yet. But you can approach that problem with an experimental approach, and you can decide what's probably right as opposed to what's probably wrong, and you can make real progress. Now, if you ask a question, what's the meaning of life? That's a completely different thing. So that's an example of a question that can be answered by the scientific a scientific approach and one that can't be.
Which is why we continue to need the arts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No question about it.
But anyway, you were talking about the programs you do with teachers.
Yeah. So we go to the schools, and in fact, I should mention that Bruce A. Bell and Dean Gerber, two of our volunteers who lead the science fair program here in town for the Alliance, they're the ones that have done this year. And they've gone to almost every school that we've gone to officiate at a fair, and they sit down with the teachers and try to make sure that everybody understands what the objective is, not all teachers do. And we try to explain to them that that's how it should work, and that that's, in fact, that's what we're expecting when we go there.
Now, do teachers in the Santa Fe school system have opportunities for professional development and enrichment?
Oh, yes, they do. They have summer programs, the Santa Fe Science Initiative, led by Susan McIntosh. She and her associates have professional development activities of exactly the kind you're describing in the summers. They're supported by the public schools, and teachers go and learn more about teaching elementary school science. It's not oriented toward math. It's purely a scientific effort. But yes, and sometimes the Santa Fe Science Initiative also provides training for teachers around what a science fair is all about and what a science project is all about. Inquiry-based learning is it's an easy thing to say, but when you try to be specific about it, it's not so hard to be specific, but you have to be careful about it because not all kinds of questions are equally amenable to that approach. So, one thing I might say also about the expo that's coming up this week is the judging will take place in the morning from 9 until 11:30, and at that point, parents are not supposed to be there because the kids are there being judged by the judges. But in the evening, I think from 5 until 7, I think in the evening, there will be a presentation where parents are invited to. And the expo will be at Gonzales School at the corner of St. Francis and West Alameda. So
people, parents, the public in the later part of the day is welcome to show up.
Right.
And check out these science fair projects done by our smart budding students.
That's right, and there'll be about 220 projects there. So, of grades, I don't know whether there'll be any kindergarten projects this year, but as I said, there have been some in the past. Anyway, from grades roughly first and second grade, all the way up through eighth grade. So,
now you've been with the Santa Fe Alliance for Science since the beginning, and you are now moving on to do other things.
Well, that's partly it, I'm from the old school, or a school, which believes that after a while organizations need to reinvent themselves. And that there are lots of people around with very good ideas, and it's time to, every once in a while have some new ideas into the mix. And so we're now looking for a new director. There will be advertisements in the paper this coming week in the New Mexican and in the Albuquerque Journal and in the Los Alamos Monitor. And if you, the audience, are interested in possibly applying, please have a look. And there'll be contact information published, and we welcome any and all applications.
And it's also on your website, which is sfafs.org.
Right.
It's been, you have a very distinguished career in science and have directed organizations and taught at major universities. And I just find it so fascinating that there's so much fulfillment for you in working with young people.
That's true. I would have to say that. And thank you very much for the kind reference. I guess I appreciate it very much, but when I think about it, the unifying theme to me through all of it has been teaching and education. That's what I enjoyed most when I was at the university. I was at Research One places, so research was a very serious business. But teaching for me was always the main thing. I just loved it, and I still do. And even when I was at the National Science Foundation, I tried to find a way to emphasize educational programs and what we did in the physics division and what we did in my directorate. And then at the Santa Fe Institute, the same thing. The Santa Fe Institute has now an excellent program in education of a variety of forms. So, education is the future. Education is liberation. That is what it's about. So I think it's an entirely worthwhile thing to focus my efforts on. And I get a great buzz out of it, no doubt.
How did you become a scientist yourself?
I don't know, because I never thought of it doing anything else. It wasn't as though I had some magic revelation or the lights turned on one day. I mean, I just was wired this way. And in fact, my parents like to remind me that I nearly burned down the officers' club when I was 3 years old.
What?
At the end of World War II. My father was a doctor in Fort Meade, Maryland, at a POW camp for German POWs here in this country. And one evening I was taken to a dinner with, you know, an evening event. And I brought along my wires and I stuck them in the hole. And nearly burned
the
place
socket?
Down. In the socket?
Oh, you practically burned yourself down.
Yeah, nearly killed myself and turned the lights off and could have started a fire and the whole thing. So that's apropos of nothing in particular, but it just to show you that I've always been kind of focused on building things and putting things together and stuff. So.
Did you participate in science fairs when you were young?
Yes, sure. Absolutely. And I, even to this day, I very much enjoy working with my hands and building things, particularly electronics. So it's just, you know, it's just one of those things. And one of my sons is that way. He's wired that way, too.
Yeah.
He's just, ever since he was a little kid, he just thinks that way.
Now, when you started today, we were talking about how Santa Fe is a place so full of people who are in the sciences or retired from the sciences, and you draw on those people to tutor students in the schools.
That's right. That's right. The Santa Fe Alliance for Science does afternoon tutoring at Santa Fe Public School High School, so Capitol High School, Santa Fe High School, and Laragoite Academy. Our major tutoring effort, however, though, is at Santa Fe Community College now. Kids there are very serious about their future, and they're much more motivated than the typical high school person that we tutor. So our tutors like to go there. So we now tutor probably, in terms of student interactions, twice as often out there as we do in the public school. In any case, as we tutored over the last several years, we've noticed that when kids start having trouble with science in high school, it's usually because they don't know math very well.
And, interesting.
And, you know, they're doing a science project and they can't get past the first part because they have trouble, and I'm not exaggerating, remembering their multiplication tables, doing simple fractions, doing percentages, adding columns of figures. It just brings them to a halt. So all the joy is taken out of it because what they ought to be able to do just easily, they don't do very well. So that led us to thinking that we should begin an intervention program in middle school to help kids learn math a little better, particularly pre-algebra. And we started that, and it existed for about 3 years. But for various reasons that I won't go into because it's too complicated, the program really sort of terminated last year. We couldn't find enough volunteers. Not enough of the schools were interested in participating. So for those two reasons, we decided to stop. Then serendipitously, we met folks from the Communities and Schools organization here in town, which is now, you've probably interviewed somebody from that organization before now. In any case, they are now quite active in 8 schools here in Santa Fe. They focus on foundational issues like fundamental literacy and fundamental numeracy, and they worry about student welfare. And so they're very much oriented in helping students in a variety of ways, intellectually and in terms of their life, not choices, but their life experience. And so, again, I won't go into all the details. It became clear that they're active at Capitol High School. We're active at Capitol High School. And we began thinking about how to have a program to intervene with 9th graders, helping them with algebra, learning algebra a little better. So the school was quite receptive to doing this, and now the two organizations have joined together and we're working over in Capitol High in mornings, helping to tutor in class as opposed to after school. And so we need tutors for that activity. So
calling all tutors,
calling
ladies and
all
gentlemen.
Tutors, right. If you've had experience doing math at that level, which is fundamental arithmetic with a significant knowledge of fundamental arithmetic, and you're not so uncomfortable with algebra, we would love to see you volunteer with either Communities and Schools or the Santa Fe Alliance for Science and join us. It's a quite a rewarding experience to be over there with those young people.
I tutored math. That was my first job in math and English at the Santa Fe Community College
when
I first moved here many years ago. And it was very rewarding because there's always a way, especially when you're working one-on-one with a student, to get them to understand the concept.
Right.
Because if they're just looking at numbers on a page, sometimes they just glaze over.
That's right.
But once they get the idea,
right.
And with every student, there's a different way to approach it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, when you spend 20 minutes or half an hour with a student and they walk out of there feeling a lot better about themselves and about what they're doing than they did when they walked in, that's a good feeling for everybody. And so that's what we try to do.
And it's funny because sometimes in programs, educational programs or different kinds of programs for young people, you pick up the focus on self-esteem and making them feel good about themselves and things like that. But really, the only way you can feel good about yourself is if you actually master, or one of the main ways, if you actually master something and truly get it, and then you have the power within you to
That's
do
right.
whatever that thing is.
That's right. I mean, there's just nothing more important than accomplishment for building your ego and feeling that you understand something well. That just makes people feel really, really good about themselves and about what they're doing.
So now we've made two calls out. One is for anybody who would like to tutor math. They can get in touch with the Santa Fe Alliance for Science. And also, if somebody thinks that they might like to be executive director of this organization, is that, sorry for the dumb question, but is that a full-time job?
For me, it has been a full-time job. It's partly because of the way the organization grew. I founded it along with Susan McIntosh, and as one activity was added after another, I just took it on and made it happen. And now it's gotten to the point where one person just cannot do this anymore. And so each of our major efforts now has a coordinator, at least one coordinator, sometimes two. So these for the science fairs, for example, have two people who are convening that, Dean Gerber and Bruce Abel. The tutoring program has three people convening that. I'm still doing the science cafes. But anyway, the reason I'm telling you all that is because in order to make this happen, we've had to flatten the organization and give responsibility to distribute the responsibility, because it just can't all reside in one person. So that's actually made the director's job less time-consuming because more people are involved. So I would say these days it's not a full-time job, and I'm going to be around doing certain parts of it, particularly with respect to money for complicated reasons. Other people are going to be handling individual programs, and the executive director will be obviously in a leadership position, interacting with the public, interacting with the school system, interacting with funding agencies, and not so much with day-to-day responsibilities.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. So, and once again, this coming Thursday is the Santa Fe Science Expo.
Yes, the Santa Fe Science Expo will take place on Thursday, March 6th, as I said before, from 9 until about 11:30 in the morning. And then there's going to be a family evening that evening from 5 o'clock to 6:30, the Family Science Expo night. All parents and all adults in the community are invited to see the projects there. There'll be about, as I said before, about 220 of them, I think. And the students will be there, at least many of them will be. Joel Boyd will be there, along with people from the Alliance for Science. Joel Boyd is the superintendent of public schools, and he will present the prizes to the winners. So it should be a very happy and very joyous occasion.
And it's at?
It's at Gonzales School.
Gonzales School.
At the corner of West Alameda and St. Francis.
Robert Eisenstein is a particle physicist and director of the Santa Fe Alliance for Science, which is on the web at sfafs.org. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. It's always a pleasure.